been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. So we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of this Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome Lie in the building. We got another dope show in store for y'all today. I hope everybody's good, feeling good. How's my team? Everybody, let's go introduce yourself.
Yeah, I already know what it is. It's your boy Black Success. I'm great. I'm winning. I'm looking good. My teeth are white. I mean, the truth is, follow me on Instagram. Yeah. You know I mean?
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's Auntie Tanya, Bad Girl Tanya. What's up?
The team is assembled. And if y'all don't know, yesterday was my man Black Success birthday. Everybody say happy birthday in the comments.
Happy birthday. You know, come correct, baby. Come correct.
He had a nice celebration at Lust. You know what I'm saying? He was giving cash out free drinks, letting that people.
My dude, drinks was free. Why'd you stay home if drinks was free, sis?
It was a nice celebration for my boy.
You never drink for free without people expecting things. I was giving it away. Expecting nothing in return. Come on.
It was a good turnout, man. People showed my boy love. And like I said, happy birthday again to my man, Black Success, my partner.
I appreciate it, man. I'm 34, you know? I mean, all the ladies love me. All the ladies are in my DMs.
Stop lying to people. You know you're older than that.
You a new nickname? Does a new nickname come in?
I got to think about it. I gotta think about it. I got to make it all make sense.
How about Senior Citizen Success?
Wow. There's 30 plus people in here. My dude, yeah. So that's what I'm trying to understand. Like, them blows is fucking crazy. Like,
senior, you know, success. I mean?
Shit, yo.
Them blows is crazy, man. All
right, let's start up the show. We're going to start it off talking about this. It's a good topic right here for dating and in a relationship. You know, this comes up a lot. You know, this is like a gray area in every type of relationship, I guess, dating. I mean, we're talking about omission. Now we're trying to figure out, is omission really a lie or is it good? Like, is it cool? Like, so the first thing basically is omitting information considered lying? Who would like to start us off today?
I don't think omission is lying, I don't think omission is lying, but I think that omitting, depending on what you're omitting and what reason you're omitting the information, it could be misleading.
So
not necessarily lying, because you're not lying.
It depends on, you're saying that it depends on what type of information that you're omitting.
If you ask me where I'm going and I say I'm going to Long Island, but you think that I'm going one place and I'm going another place, is that lying? That's not lying. You asked me where I'm going, I told you I'm going to Long Island. Just because you suspect it, that's a general statement. So you might think, all right, she's going to her father's house, but I never said I was going to my father's house. So I'm not lying. I omitted where, like, the information.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Here's a better question. Not lying. Is omitting deceiving?
It can be.
Can be?
It can be.
No.
Black Success.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no.
Happy birthday again.
I mean, you know, I'll just say my back. I'll be honest with you. When I woke up, you know, it was people knocking on my door, and I didn't know what was going on. I thought maybe I didn't pay the bill, you know, and they were here to give me an eviction notice. But it wasn't. It was a whole bunch of women, and I opened up the door, a whole bunch of women, like, we want you in, Angel. And I was like, relax. So she went to work today. But, yeah, so, yes, I would say omitting is not deceiving, because information is power. And you got to be very careful how much information you give people. Because I just feel like if people were more careful with their information, it'll be less friction. People only have drama and issues most of the time because the information they put out there got regurgitated and spit right back at them. Now they're offended. I just told you what you told us. You're single, your baby daddy do this, and da da da. I'm giving you the, this is what you've been posting on your timeline. I'm just reading this shit and I'm giving it back. That's when everyone get offended. The truth should never hurt you. A lie should.
But it depends, like I said, because if somebody, you're saying it in that instance where it's like nobody should know your business. I agree 100%. Like, I don't have to tell everybody my business. But if you are dealing with somebody, just say you're dealing with somebody and you got a girl, right? Now, you didn't tell her that you have a girlfriend. She didn't ask. But you're treating her as if she's a girlfriend. You know what I mean? But you have a girlfriend. So that's being deceiving just because she didn't ask you
but,
the question.
But you got to know, a lot of people don't ask because they don't want to feel guilty about the action.
That's true.
They know they're going to suck your dick already. It don't matter if you say you got a girl.
Just don't tell me you got a girl. Just don't ruin it.
That's how they know. Oh, I didn't know he had a girl. Bitch. You see his screen
that's
saver.
That's why you got to ask questions.
Fuck wrong with
that's
you.
True.
It's not your birthday.
Ask questions. It's not your birthday.
Titania, let's go.
By definition, it's not the same thing, but I think it leads to the same outcome. You're misleading somebody. A lie is misleading if you leave something out and you know you're painting a picture knowing deep down inside that's not what it is. It's misleading as well. So they kind of get to the same result, even if they don't go the same way.
But what if you feel that the information is not necessarily needed for that?
That's different. Like Black said, you control your information. You control what you give out. But if you know this person's trying to make a decision about something and you intentionally leave things that are important out, you're deceiving them.
Yep.
If they're trying to make a decision about, you mean like for like a situation?
We talk about relationships, right?
Relationships, dating, anything. Like,
friendships, okay, whatever.
You just admitting information. So they can ask you a question and you don't choose to tell the whole, I guess. You need to tell them
information that's pertinent to them.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, then and if you leave out information that's pertinent to them, you're deceiving them
and misleading.
But people do that every day. That's normal.
All right,
that's
okay.
That's
but
normal,
if,
but it's still deceiving.
But it can come full circle, though.
But what I'm saying, a lot of people, truth is that they only give off the way they want you to react. So they only tell you the part of the story based on how they want you to feel about
that's
the information that they're giving you. Mm-hmm. So people omit all the time. If I want to be biased against lie, I'm gonna tell you all the shit that's negative about oh, lie, did this and did that. I'm leaving out everything that I did to cause him to do that.
Yeah.
I am Black. That's how I tell you, man.
But it's still misleading. It still boils down to it being misleading and deceiving because you only telling one side of the story. So now because you're only telling one side of the story and you're only telling certain specific situations, you're leaving out the good part.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
But what I'm saying is that's the norm. That happens all the time, every day.
That don't mean it's right.
That's why you got to ask questions.
People are doing it all day. That's everyone's story is this happened. I broke up with somebody and this. I was good. I was the best girlfriend, best boyfriend. I broke up. Blah, 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 blah.
And then I'll be the one to be
you
like, so what
omitting
happened?
Omitting information. Something happened, motherfucker. I am Black Success. So, you didn't come to the party. You could have drank the other day on fucking night with your dumb ass. Now your dumb ass going to the club buying $18 drink with your little dumb ass. No. Thought you was somebody. You ain't nobody with your little dumb ass.
It's crazy because, I mean, just a piggybacking what you say, people are so accustomed to people leaving information out. I remember when I was dating, somebody was like, so why y'all broke up? I was like, I cheated. They look at me like I was a fucking seven-headed dragon. Like, you actually said you cheated? Yeah, I cheated. I was a piece of shit.
Gotta keep it real.
I was a piece of shit. And it was crazy. That was shocking people that I said something like that. I'm like, I'm just giving you the truth, dog. You know,
no one never
says
that.
You know what you're dealing with.
No one never says that. No one never says,
oh, everybody's the perfect girlfriend.
I was sucking other cock. No one never know it. People leave that part out. Oh, he just left me.
So why do you think people omit, men and women omit information in their relationship? I feel like men sometimes omit because sometimes women just can't handle the truth on that the truth could be so simple and easy.
No.
I don't think that.
I'm not gonna let you get away with that.
I disagree.
Get the fuck out of here.
I disagree.
All right, yeah,
no.
And the reason why I disagree is because the reason why I disagree is because I feel like men keep that in their head. They feel like women can't handle the truth. They can't handle certain things. They're too emotional. You don't want to see her cry. You don't want to see her just like sad and all of this stuff. So you automatically think like, damn, she's not going to be able to handle this, not knowing that telling the truth, she might be able to handle it. Like, give her
not
the
handle it. Well, y'all don't respect the truth. Y'all like the adventure story.
That's not true. Women
do love being lied to.
No, women don't love being lied to.
They have it on social media all day when they call y'all queens and divas and all this shit. They're lying.
No, that's not, I disagree. As a woman, I disagree. We do want to hear the truth, but we want to hear the truth, but we don't want to think that our men are doing the, like, they're being deceiving and they're being misleading and they're not owning up to their shit. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with.
So why do women omit? Talk for the women.
Women omit,
especially about their body count, just to specify.
They always admit that.
With your dumb ass.
Okay, women. Don't call me. My opinion. I can't stand y'all too. I believe that women will omit information because they don't want to be looked at in a certain type of way. Because the smallest things that a woman could fuck one guy and then fuck another, like stop dealing with that guy, but fuck another guy or deal with another guy. And because it's a certain time frame, she's labeled. So it's like, I think that women, they omit things because they don't want men or whoever to look at them in a certain type of light. I feel like you guys omit things and men omit things because...
Don't talk for men.
Hold on. Okay. What you're saying is that women are basically doing what motherfucking car salesmen do when they don't tell you about certain accidents and shit. And act like the car is all perfectly fine. You can't do that.
It's not
That's
about...
a lemon. When... You sell us a lemon with your dumb ass.
First
tell
of all,
me
with
about
your
pussy
dumb
facts.
Ass.
What the fuck are you doing with your dumb
but
ass?
But my thing is, so if a girl is a nice girl, you meet her. Just saying, you meet her and you think that she's the one. Right? Everything about her is dope. Like, her personality is dope. Everything. And she tells you she slept with 50 men.
Lit!
Get your dumb ass out of here.
I respect the truth.
Nah,
I respect the truth.
And that's the thing.
I'd rather her tell me that than tell me that too.
I'll say it like this.
If you tell me that and I accept it, it is what it is. Because some dude's going to accept it.
And some women are going to accept it. It goes both. But it goes both ways.
Don't lie to me.
Right, so don't lie to me.
Don't have him thinking three. And then he in the party drinking y'all. And he's like, yo, that pussy gone. Hey, what the fuck you talking about?
You dashiki, you know?
Yeah, how the fuck I found one of the three?
All right, but don't have me thinking that I'm out here being the only one and you out here with fucking... Laura and whoever else
you're
and everybody
about the wrong
else with
shit.
Your dumb ass.
With your dumb
no,
ass.
No, you worry about the wrong thing with your dumb ass.
Tie and talk. Go ahead. I'm staring at everybody weird. Why do people in relationships, like, why do you omit information from Cookie? Yeah, you know, I ain't gonna start with you.
Specify. Give you a reason to talk. Focus in on Ty. She about to go for 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Tanya hot seat next week, y'all. Bring the questions.
Oh, my God.
Bring the questions. Jalapeno Sunday next week,
y'all. Light that ass up next week. I promise.
I think people, depending on if...
Speak for the women right now. Why do y'all omit?
Speak for women?
Yeah.
All right. I think women omit, like Danny said, just because of labels. Like, you want to be as honest as possible with somebody and want to know that you can bury your soul to them with no judgments, but there are a lot of judgmental motherfuckers out here for every fucking thing. Everything. You're wearing a wig or you don't like your natural hair, or you straighten your hair or you don't like your natural hair. Like, there's always everything you do, somebody has something negative to say about every single thing you do. So if you come and ask me a question, I know there's a stereotype attached to it, and I may fall into that category. I may leave something out. Just to not blow something up, because it's not that important. But I don't know, man. Just tell the truth, son. Let a motherfucker know what they're dealing with. Let somebody know who they're laying next to. And let them make the choice if they're with the shits or not. Because it's going to be 10 times worse when they find out from the streets and not from you.
Mm. Correct.
And with saying that, I'm going to say this, fellas. I'm very sorry. Here we go. this is a GMT Rolex. Yes. Oh, no, the time is right.
It's ticking?
No, yeah. So what I'm saying is, TikTok, this? Oh, no, baby. This is mortgage on my wrist. Listen, fellas, you got to have the same courage that you have when you step out on your lady to actually tell her the truth about what the fuck you're doing. Because You can't be scared now when she asks questions and you leaving stuff out to save face. You got to have that same courage because, to be honest with you, some women would be okay with it. Some of them would stay. Some of them know their dudes are cheating and they stay. Whether it's the pipe game, whether it's because you got the money, whether it's because you come to my parties and drink for free so you're saving. Who knows? But they'll stay. Gamble. You're gambling anyway, cheating, motherfucker.
But like, you, what did like, go ahead. What the truth does, and it's important to tell the truth, is because now we can put up a proper defense.
And we could decide.
Yeah, give you can put choice. Up a defense if somebody can't come to me and be like, oh, yeah, man, bitch, I know, what's up? He told me one of your titty bigger than the other one is one lopsided. We want to talk about your lopsided titty. Like, tell me stuff so when somebody comes at me, I could immediately knock that shit back in their face. Because people only have power if they know they can hurt you. If you cannot be hurt by the information that they have, it's rendered useless. That's why information is important. That's why you don't omit information, especially in situations when shit gets critical like that. You got to give me the whole truth, son.
But see, me, I omit. Like, if I omit anything,
it's... No, wait. Since you started touching on that, has it been a time where someone omitted information, or you omitted information and it came back, like, to bite you on the ass?
How did you handle that? My ex-boyfriend did it.
Real quick, tell a story.
No, I don't want to tell a story.
Tell a scenario.
Like, long act story like short, I saw some shit on Instagram, and, you know, it was basically leaning towards that he was seeing somebody, and I kept asking him. He's like, no, that's my friend. And then... motherfuckers, I was sick of shit in the hospital. He's away at a hotel on Valentine's Day with this bitch. And then he's like, oh, we just went out there to talk. I'm like, yeah, we not doing this. We broke up.
God damn.
That's not even. But how it came back to bite me specifically was when, after about a year, he was cheating with this bitch for a whole year. After about a year, the girl finally got in contact with me. And then she was like, bitch, you're not his girlfriend. Like, he was with me this time or whatever. So I'm like, you telling me this is your friend the whole time. And now you got somebody throwing shit in my face. If you had told me, well, this is somebody that's going to be more than friends, I could have severed the relationship at that point in time and saved face. Rather than have some dumb bitch in my face just throwing shit at me.
Bragging. Looking and at you funny, giving you the funny look.
She wasn't even all that
so
funny.
In conclusion, your man cheated on you.
He did.
With your dumb ass. What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Black success never been cheated on, baby. I'm hot. I'm hot out here, man. Never been cheated on.
Information ain't gotta be cheating. Could be.
I'm just saying, I never been cheated on. A lot of people been through that. I never been cheated. I'm hot. I'm hot out here, nigga.
Yo, you look hot. You sweating with your dumb ass.
Give a scenario.
I got a good dentist with your dumb ass. Fuck with you, girl. Now, what's up?
He could be a friend to anybody. Somebody omitted information that you found out, or you did it, and saying got back to you. How'd you handle it?
Sometimes I only omit, like, when it come to, like...
story. Give me a story. Stop trying to dance. I'm dancing right now. I don't want to hear that.
I don't really... You know, sometimes it's like you have to omit because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And I'm not even talking about dating. I'm just talking about people. Sometimes you get something or you get some info or you see something. Like one time, one of my man's girl was cheating. Like I dead seen her 2 o'clock in the morning with this dude. And you know, I ran down on dude and I ran down on my on my actual friend. And I was like, yo, I seen Friday night, what the fuck, nigga? So, it bit me in the ass. He stopped talking to me. He took offense. He stopped talking to me because he was that in love, the pussy. So I'm saying people would stay. You see what I'm talking about? He stayed. And I call her red-handed cheating on his ass.
You ain't got to dig in her mouth.
Well, it wasn't
was
digging her mouth.
Hanging out.
But, no, but this was like...
That can be explained.
This was like walking you to the fucking walk of shame. My dude, she came out the crib, my dude.
She could be talking.
He touched her ass and kissed her, and she walked down the ass. 2 o'clock in the morning.
You always trying to make an excuse. No, you got to man up.
You got to keep the same energy. If you cheating, you got to keep that same energy and go home and say, bitch, I'm cheating. I got 2 other girls.
Don't listen
this
to
what
Black
it
success.
Is.
He's trying to line niggas.
Nah, I'm trying to get you to man up.
Stop cheating, though.
Why not be openly?
Stop cheating.
If, I'm saying it. Don't you go can't, home and you tell can't yourself stop.
You're gonna get caught. Just stop.
I asked. I don't asked.
Poke turkey.
I asked a woman in the group the other day. I said, "What could women do collectively to stop other women from sleeping with people, men that don't fucking peeing that don't belong to them?" They said, "There's nothing you could do." So
they,
cheating.
They didn't say that because I didn't say they that. They said, "There's
nothing you could do." Nobody had an answer. Nobody
had an answer. I said, "These are all the women that are sleeping with people's men."
They could tell you how to make motherfucking every drink in the world. They could tell you where the fuck Louis Vuitton get all that fucking material from. I asked them, "How can we stop cheating?" Everyone was quiet.
You can't stop. That's something. That's like stopping world. Fucking, I mean,
they got control of their own pussy. Control your pussy with your dumb ass.
You got control their dicks.
People know you. We gotta know they pussy do. Is available. We it's got available. People cheat because pussy is available. It shouldn't be that's available. It's close it. It's close it.
That's too much
with your dumb ass. I'm tired of y'all. That's why all y'all men cheating with y'all dumb tired of y'all.
Have I ever been in a situation with? Yes, I've been in a situation where somebody omitted information. Where I was around somebody, and at the time, my boyfriend, like a female or whatever, you know, she was cool with somebody or whatever that I was around, and it just so happened that she used to fuck with my current boyfriend or whatever, and I didn't know that, which is fine. I ain't supposed to know everything. Whatever your past is, like, that don't got nothing to do with me or whatever.
Are you hanging out with her?
I wasn't hanging out with her. We know the same people. And it just so happened that I had a little get-together at my house, and she was brought to my house. I still didn't know. Right? I'm cool. You know what I mean? Everybody's cool, laughing, joking. And it one day, you know, because my intuition be on point, and one day, I just happened to ask a question, and I asked him. And at first, he was just like, "No, why you ask me that?" And I was just like, "Okay." And then he wound up telling me the truth. And I'm just like, "So, sis was in my house, and I have no idea what's going on." Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we're doing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't expect...
Well, just hit it like one time, and that was just...
They used to fuck with each other. So
that's enough. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I was just like...
It was before her, though.
It was before me, but she's in my house. It's embarrassing
for her to be around
her. She's in my house, and I've never... And I don't know.
You got to know that. Ain't nobody give me no funny looks.
I don't know. So you...
It do come with funny looks, my dude. If you don't know... You left out?
It's before you.
Bro, it's before me.
She's in my house, and I have no idea that you were fucking with her, and I'm around her. No.
He didn't give her the chance to make a choice.
It does matter. Exactly. That's the thing. Because I didn't have an issue. I never had an issue with her.
She comes and she's bringing bad energy. Like,
she shouldn't be in my house. I'm not going, because I'm not going in anybody's house knowing that you don't know that I used to fuck with your man. That's not happening. If it's different circumstances, all right. She's okay with that. She's in my house.
That's your business.
It's my business when you're my fuck. All right, so if I knock her head off, is that my? And if I knock his head off,
he didn't cheat on her with you. It was before you. But she didn't give you dirty looks. She not wowing you.
That's not the point. You're in my house where I pay bills. My name is on the lease.
She values her space. You just can't bring anybody into your space.
Give me the choice.
Give her the choice.
You don't have to agree with that. Like, listen, she doesn't
lie. They're
telling you she with the smoke.
There's some people.
I would yell.
You would have got your girl beat the fuck up. But at the end of the day,
you have nothing to do with
that. You don't have to keep that shit away from me. That's the point.
She's not bringing it up now.
Your past is your past. Keep that shit away from me. Keep that shit away from me.
Danny, go crazy.
That's his homie, and that could be his homie. But if I find out you fucked with her, I'm going to slap the shit out you.
You didn't slap him.
I'm just saying. I did stay with him.
I know. So don't.
Why would I? But why? Because the principle. Oh, so you're going to cut me off? No, you're not going to cut me off. Hold on, Tanya, because you're not going to cut me off. You're not going to cut me off. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Get him.
At the end of the day, I don't have to break up with him because that's his past, but I am going to check you on the shit that happened.
You ain't checking me because I'm still
going to
fuck you at the end of the night. All that energy you're
talking about. No, you're not going to fuck me at the end of the night. No, he didn't fuck me the same night.
No, he didn't fuck her the same night. What's wrong with you?
But I didn't find out the situation with your dumb ass. I didn't find out the situation. Why you going to keep cutting me off? Why you ain't trying to hear me?
Yo, you
ain't.
Nah.
How am I talking about the wrong thing? You so corny. You so corny. He's so corny.
Lyle's a hater.
He's a real hater. But go ahead. You can cut me off. It's okay. Sweet thing.
You got your little haircut, Lyle. You've been moving.
I understand what you're saying, Lyle. It may not be that important, but the fact he didn't give her the choice is where the problem is. There are some people who know that you and this person had a problem, something in the past, and was so long ago they could forget about it. We all could be cool now. That's fine, but she has rules for her house. I have the same rules in my fucking house. Not everybody walking up in that bitch. It's not happening. But you got some bitch you used to fuck. Your friends know you used to fuck her. Somebody else, they could be side whispering, Like, exactly. You don't want that.
And you don't know what's going on. And you over there, I don't know if I knew what was going on. It's a different whole. It's a whole different story if I knew what's going on. You giving me the choice to choose. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with sis. That's not the point. The point is shit was going on and I didn't know nothing about it. And now she's in my energy now.
Was she in your energy violating?
It's not about that. The principle. I'm not mad. It's not about that. It's the point that keep that shit away from me. It should not be in my household if I don't know anything about it. That's who you fucked with before, cool. It's fine. But if you don't want me to know, keep that shit away from me. Thanks. I don't want to be around nothing that I don't know about. Because if I find out later and I'm smiling and this chick facing all this stuff, because she could be thinking like, damn, I used to fuck this nigga.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Chicks think like that.
So, you're going to get her fucked up.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You're going to get her fucked up with your dumb ass.
She ain't like that.
Danny bought that Smokey Robinson, my nigga. He made that
smoke, man.
Yeah, she bought that. She bought that Smokey Robinson, homie.
She wear the cocoa butter, Tim. She wear the ones with the leather.
Anybody in this group who knows me, please let La know that my hands work. Please,
Smokey
please
Robinson,
let him know
homie.
That I'm with the shit, but I'm grown and I'm mature and I have kids. I'm not talking about high school. These hands still work, bro. Let's be clear, sis. These hands still work.
Shit don't work, bro.
All right.
That girl came in your house and left out. Ain't nothing happened.
Why would it? And I ain't know anything about it. But why am I mad? I'm not mad at her.
She will request her on Facebook today and make it happen, my dude. Stop playing, my dude. That Smokey Robinson is all year round. She follow you?
Facts. Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, she do. You follow her?
I don't follow
her.
I didn't have no problem. I don't know. I didn't have no problem with the girl. It's the principle. It's the principle. I don't give a. So let me tell you something. So your girl fucked the nigga. She used to fuck with a nigga, right? And he comes in your house. She's invited. Everything is cool. What's up, bro? Da 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 da. And you find out later that she used to fuck with him. You gonna feel alright about that? He was in your household. You're a fucking liar.
You're lying, bro.
Stop lying,
lie. Did he fuck when I'm with her?
Lie.
You're a liar. Stop lying.
You're cool.
You have an ego.
Not give a fuck,
exactly.
Bro.
You have an ego. Yes, you do.
You would care. All right.
Let's pretend that he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
We can do that. He's omitting. Sometimes the ears make him over.
Yeah, the ears taking over his
understand.
Brain.
Go ahead, Tyan.
I'm not that big. Nobody possesses nobody's property. So
nobody is nobody's property.
Who's nobody's property? Who?
Nobody's property. Sushi not.
It don't have nothing to do with property.
Who? What are you talking about? Now I put a ring on it. That's me.
We moving on. Since you talk about problems, we're going to go to the next topic. We talk about dating, though. But this is dating in the workplace, basically. Have you ever dated someone you work with, one of your coworkers?
Yes.
And would you? We're not starting with you. You talk too much. Yeah, go.
Nope. Number
I'm
going to
let him slide
today. Will. That's the number one rule I have at work. Number one rule I have with work. I got people who like me, and they're like, why are you not? I'm like, we work together. I got to come and see ass every day. I don't play that. Nope. Number
so
one rule. Not even regular customers. I don't. None.
But Nico was Cookie was a customer.
I told you. Ask him. For a long time, he's trying to come and talk to me. The reason I told him, because the security guard came to me. Because me and the security guard are cool. He's like, yo, that's my man's, like, whatever. And it's the only reason I actually paid attention. Ask him right now how many times I dubbed him. But the reason he was getting dubbed because he was
walking
a regular customer.
With your dumb ass. You set yourself up for that, Tanya. It was right there for me to do it. I gotta do it. Yeah, it's not your birthday. It's my birthday. Yeah,
niggas gonna bounce you in the workplace. The boss is somebody gonna be like, yo, come on, this is a guy. You still went for it.
He got in there.
He made it through.
What a fucking mole. You let him in there with a mole.
It wasn't on his strength. It wasn't on his strength.
Shut up.
It wasn't on his strength.
Oh, shit. Nico, it wasn't off the mohawk, bro.
He told us.
You did all the push-ups.
He said I bought a bell jacket.
You did all the push-ups for nothing.
You had to buy the bouncer a drink.
Yo, you was doing diamond push-ups for nothing, my G.
He knows.
You was working out for nothing.
He was in there like...
For nothing.
You
know the extra tip. All them abs up. For nothing.
You ain't ready to shut down.
Washing cards with, nah, with the fucking other hand. Showing that you fucking ambidextrous and shit.
I got motivation.
For nothing. You was nobody to her. With the little mall. You're
That's
nobody. You was sweating in there.
With
nobody.
The
with the tight skinny jeans. With the boots.
With the
your little
box.
Fucking.
The
boots. With the boots with the buckle. You had no laces on the boots.
These niggas love
you slid your fucking foot in the fucking boot, nigga. And it didn't matter, bro. If you had on cowboy boots. And it didn't fucking matter, bro. That shit didn't factor in. Now I'm fucking bad. I'm bad right now, bro. You cut the fucking sides off your head. And it didn't matter. Matter, bro. You only had hair here, and it didn't fucking. And you put the little V in the back. It didn't fucking matter, bro. You was nobody, bro. It didn't fucking matter, bro. You had on a sleeveless shirt, bro. I see you, bro. You cut it with scissors, bro. And it didn't fucking matter, bro.
Right.
She didn't care, bro. You was nobody.
Let's go.
I really didn't care.
Yeah, no.
What's good? What's the question?
Just put time in your ass. No, hell no, don't do it. No, no, no.
Yo.
I didn't even
go.
My bad. I'll be watching.
All right, okay, go.
What's the question?
Have you ever messed with somebody at work?
Nah.
Would you?
Nah, I wouldn't. It's too crazy, man. Work is, that's every day, man.
Yes.
Especially you like your job, it's every day.
Now
I can't
see you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was extra rumors, yes. Extra shit. Now you gotta worry about, you know, the people you work with. I mean, let's say you work in the jail, you gotta worry about the inmates throwing shit back at you. It's too wicked. It's too wicked. You know what I mean? The motherfuckers be knowing. They be like, yo, I heard you fucking what's the name? How you know, my G? How you know? Like, so now I'm not with the workplace shit, man. That shit is crazy.
That
is. Dumbass.
Then
I'm not.
Didn't you say you date somebody?
I did.
Okay.
So how was that experience?
I didn't like it. I mean, it's too much, especially like you said, you gotta see somebody every day. Then I'm like, I see you when I get home. Like, that's just too much. Like, after a while, it becomes annoying. And it's just like, you got people who are attracted to you, all this shit. And then it's like, people attracted to them. And then y'all got to deal with that at the workplace. It just be way too much. Like, I wouldn't recommend it.
I don't know. I wouldn't be totally against it, but I think... We have to be in like different departments.
Yeah, that works.
Different maybe time frames. Like I can't be across the cubicle from you.
Thanks.
And come to work with you and eat lunch with you. Like, I don't care how much I like you, I'm gonna start disliking you by lunchtime.
I see you all the time by lunchtime.
Yeah. All fucking day, all day, every day. Then you wanna take vacation with me, you wanna have the same days off as me.
Facts.
It's just too much.
That's a lot.
Y'all go to work with her
and
then,
exactly.
And then take her home?
Even
if you just having a fling with somebody at work, it's a little bit much because
yeah.
You still got to run into them. And,
then what happens when you got disagreements?
Yes,
yep. What happens when you actually have disagreements with the person? I was going to be
now
bullshit
beef,
at work.
Beef
with
come
the
from home to work. You don't want to pass me a stapler. And I walk
and
across
it, and it better not be someone higher than you.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Oh, my God. Damn, my bad. It's a point of talk. You want a limited talk show.
Yeah, man.
You're dumbass. All
right, could you mess with a superior or boss?
Could
you?
That work with me or work, just a boss, period?
Work with you. And
your
boss.
Nah.
Your CEO,
nah,
your company.
Nah, I'm not giving you that type of leverage.
Why?
Because people abuse
Bushy's
power.
Bad.
People abuse
no sushi.
Power.
Facts.
No.
Matter of fact,
facts.
Sushi is the boss. You would...
If Sushi's boss, I'm good. I'm motherfucking Lion King in that crib. You know what I mean? So I'm good. But now I wouldn't do it. People abuse power, man. People don't know how to deal with authority. Yo, you gotta watch. You gotta look at people like people that was nobodies. They get in any position, anything.
And
I know a lot
power.
Of people that was nobody's, never nobody, was never nobody, that get a little position, a little job, a little authority, they become cops, they become, mm-hmm. they get lucky and be a store manager, they get lucky and work at a record label. Yo, these people act like they got money, and they have nothing. They are nobody. Nothing but just affiliated. They're nobody. You just work there, dog. They're going to fire you, too, one day, mm-hmm. dog. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But the way they talk to people and the way they treat people be fucking crazy, yo. Next. Like, I seen a chick. I went to Home Depot the other day, and, like, this chick was looking at me like I was nobody, bro. And she worked there. She's supposed to be helping me. I'm obviously lost. I don't know shit about this shit. That's not what I do. And she was just looking at me all crazy, abusing her little power. Like, yeah, like, kind of didn't want to answer my question. You the one with the uniform on, miss. I'm nobody. I don't have on nothing. I'm a customer. This shit is crazy, man.
Danny?
I've dealt with a boss before.
The boss of your job or whatever? Yeah. So you just with a co-worker and a boss? Damn.
A boss. Co-worker
was the boss. Mm-hmm.
That's not your coworker. That's your superior.
He's both.
It's a difference. It's a big
Please
difference.
Don't say that out loud. Never say that out loud again. Never say that out loud again.
That's the difference.
You're working with the person. You're working with them. They're still your coworker.
Don't mean you're working with them. You might not even see them.
My boss is still... They're still obviously your coworker, sir. Like, obviously,
superior
I did.
Superior is the actual...
They are your coworker. There's different levels and different titles, sir. You work with
them. They are both.
Yeah.
They're your coworkers and your
superior.
If you're talking about them...
Every day.
No.
You might not interact with your boss.
Somebody that you do a task with. Is a coworker, project. Right?
That's what I'm thinking. Your right. coworker,
but your superior is the motherfucker that can send you home.
The nigga, the project that you just did with your coworker.
My boss literally sits in the office next to me, so she's my coworker.
Facts. Not sir. Your really, boss will fire you.
She'll fire you for looking stupid.
Yeah, facts.
No, she literally sits in the next office. And
fire you right away.
Yeah,
she's the person
she
reporting to.
You.
She's the one that has to sign my yearly review. She's the one that determines my pay raise.
Who fires you?
Wait. She can fire me. Oh. What the fuck?
Yes.
How was that experience? You didn't say, would you do it again? Would you want? Whatever. Was it a good experience? Did you get a raise?
It wasn't even about getting a raise or nothing like that. I don't.
But how did you
know? If I'm dealing with somebody, I don't
care
about
that. I would have perks dealing with the boss. Since you already said you did. Did you get any perks? Did you get
Damn.
To come late? Did you
yeah.
vacation?
What the fuck happened?
You get to come late. You get, like, if I want to leave, I can leave.
Did
like,
you get a raise?
But you gotta say it like
Were you
that.
Fucking on the job?
No.
I don't lying.
No, I didn't. It's not
so you was coming late, but you wasn't fucking on the job. You wasn't paying.
No.
In Poom Poom.
No.
You didn't get a better position?
I didn't want a better position.
You didn't want a raise?
You know the stigma.
You was misusing your fucking pussy.
For real,
I'm not misusing my pussy because it's not like, oh, let me use it. I wasn't dealing with him for the perks.
So you like
I get perks. I get perks outside of the job.
The stigma is
I got good perks outside of the job.
You want to get perks, right?
But that is the stigma. But I'm not about stigmas. I'm about doing what I want to do.
If you're an opportunity, you're messing with a boss, and it's like, boom. You came in the entry level. Now it's another position open. You should get first dibs because you're giving out good head, good pussy.
If I want that position,
why wouldn't you want more money?
Because I could be getting money outside of that job.
But you
meaning she don't want
job.
More meaning, responsibility.
I don't want a job.
Like I said, what was the perks though? Because you said you did though, real quick.
Like I said, I get to leave when I want to. I get to come in late if I feel like it. Like there's just certain things, but I don't. The thing is with me, I don't take advantage of situations. I don't abuse situations
was it
at
ever
all.
A moment where it was
I keep
like
it the way
awkward.
Yeah.
Boss, employee, boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever.
I don't have
y'all
a problem. I don't have a problem with those things at all.
I'm
so,
saying
you
like
leave
at,
home
at
and
that
home.
Moment, like he's
like,
telling like
you can
a
leave
task
home and
he's
home.
Telling you and
how he's
you look
talking
at him
to me.
Like,
yeah. Like you giving me a task is fine, but how
he's
you talk to me?
Crazy.
Yeah, and it was just like watch your mouth.
He added a little spice in it.
Yeah.
Like jalapeno sundaes
yeah.
next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Okay.
See,
and it was just like,
would you do that again?
Probably.
Okay, boys, holla. Tanya.
I said no.
But you lied.
1,000%.
We're not gonna fucking do that
she
again.
She omitting.
So how are we talking about coworkers? And Nico never worked with me, motherfuckers. What are y'all saying?
So you
wouldn't don't
mess with
bend
the
fucking situation to the fuck y'all want it to be.
Oh shit!
I'm
oh,
just
shit.
Saying.
He was at the
Spicy.
Club after me working.
I'm just fucking saying. No, never. Now, the one
so
time
if
I
your
sleep,
boss that sits across from you, we're a guy, not a woman, because you're not gay.
I'm not.
We'll get to that next week. But
everybody laughed at that like they're really saying
because we've been trying to fuck Danny for months.
But if he hit on you and came on to you, would you turn him down?
Yes, I would.
How do you think that would go?
It could go one of two ways, but I'm good at turning people down. I don't turn you down and embarrass you, and I don't turn you down and make it awkward, so I can survive it.
Your yearly review is going to be so poor.
Nah, I always got lit one son. Sorry.
If it was a dude
been many times,
and you turned him down.
Your raise depending on your review, and I was the only person who got the fucking raise, and I have receipts for that.
From men?
From women.
Real quick, I'm going to answer the question. I don't think I personally wouldn't mess with a superior like woman, because first of all, I already think women already have a problem once they're in control or have power. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you know what I'm saying? You fucking with them, you probably can get over on certain things, but when it's due time, they're going to try to throw their big dick around.
Men do that too.
Men have a dick, but women got a bigger
woman,
dick.
No.
Women can't handle, a lot of women, 90% of women can't handle power.
And I don't
want
to deal with no type of shit with like a female, even like it can be, and females get petty. So it could be like you could be at work and you could be just joking around about coffee with another coworker, but now she want to give you the nasty project or
switch your schedule around.
Yeah,
purposely.
Do some funny shit.
Purposely.
You know what I'm saying?
Do corny
have
shit.
Have you on her ship at
too
all
emotional.
Time next to her. That's why I would never mess with somebody who's in charge of what goes on with
me.
My life. You know what I'm saying?
Get away from
women
me.
Women are very emotional. And then
especially
and
when it comes to work.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
When it comes to work,
never,
let me work and you
y'all
work.
Y'all preach a lot. He's preaching right now.
I'm
y'all want to interrupt.
And
what
no,
the fuck? Go ahead, lie.
This can't get no
try
power.
It again.
Go this is why I got to have the power.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. You see what they try to do just now? They try to overpower
right.
You.
Yeah, y'all,
see
y'all, y'all can
see
talk.
The
y'all
play
can talk. We got to go to the next topic. Yeah, finish up with this.
Like you were saying, lie. That's exactly why I refuse doing anybody at work because of the control of power, of just the way they can manipulate. They can call, even if it's somebody on the same level as me, if something goes wrong, they can call HR on me. Motherfuckers get that petty. That's my bread and butter, son. I'm not fucking with any people's emotions. Because emotions can make motherfuckers do a whole bunch of shit.
You get petty.
A whole bunch of shit.
I don't give a fuck.
My bread and butter, you're not fucking with it. I'm sorry.
But my, no, but, all right, and so what? Like, you, my, because my thing is this. You're not going to throw something in
my,
I need my job. Understand this. I need my job and I need my benefits. But if you want to be petty, that's on you. You're not scaring me by telling me that you're going to report me to HR. You're not scaring me by saying
do.
You're gonna fire me. Like, all right, do what you gotta
some,
do. Like,
I've
some,
seen
I'm
it
not
happen.
Begging you. To, like,
I've seen it happen.
I have
it's
a lot
about,
of experience.
I don't
nothing.
Think. I don't think they're. I think you're missing what the actual purpose is.
Yeah,
they're trying
gangster,
to find.
It's not about being a gangster.
People,
it's just that don't try to put me in a corner.
When it comes to power, people want to find what are you scared of, and then use it against you. That's the trick.
And I say
there's people that's. Their job is there. They don't have nothing else going on. Just like Facebook is everything to a lot of people because they got nothing else going on.
Facts.
Off of Facebook, you're nobody. No Yahweh in your life. You're nobody. That's between us. You're nobody. So it's like some people just want to abuse it, but they first got to know what are you scared of?
Because exactly.
If you're not scared to lose the fucking job, then they got to do something else.
But
you
this
understand?
Is my thing. I'm not coming to my boss saying, I don't care. Do what you got to do. Like, it's not that type. I'm not coming like that. I'm saying that here. But if you come to me like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to have to do this or I'm going to report you to HR or, you know, I can fire you. I'm going to be like, okay. Like, what you want me to say to that? Like, I'm not scared of that. I'm not scared to get fired. I'm not scared. I've literally got laid off before. Like,
nah, I got a good job. I'm not losing no
okay.
City job. I'm keeping my dental
but my
plan.
Thing is what,
local
so
371, how you doing,
you,
boo?
If somebody tell you, like, yo, like, I'll fire you. Just like that. What you gonna say? Nah, please don't fire me. Like that.
Well, you know, the good
here.
Thing about working for the city,
that.
you can't
exactly.
Just tell me that. You
all
feel
right.
Me? I'm gonna lawyer up immediately. You know, I'm gonna lawyer up if you hit me. You know what I mean? But that's just what it is.
So if somebody tell you, like, I'll fire you, what you gonna say?
If they got the power to fire me?
What you gonna say?
Don't fucking fire me. I got kids to feed. I ain't trying to be on the unemployment line going to nobody fucking Social Security.
And that's understandable.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm not going to do
milk,
but that's, this
is
what I'm saying. No, I'm
dog.
Saying that
milk
I'm not going
$4.
To do that. But if you come to me and you're trying to threaten me, I'm going to
yeah,
say, okay, what you want me to do about that?
Nah,
it's nothing
a,
I could do about
no,
that.
If
you feel
that
way.
Look how much emotion you have right now.
That's too much.
This is what we're saying. Women are too emotional. So now you mix the emotion.
But how emotional is it if I'm only saying okay.
And all I'm saying is this: when you mix emotion,
passion and emotion
with authority, it never goes together.
That's why we can't have it's
we gotta wait until you punch out. I like to talk to
y'all niggas are way more emotional than us. So shut up.
Yeah, that was good.
The fact of the matter is, I'm not mad emotional right now. This ain't emotion. This is passion.
We wait till you punch out and you're walking out the door.
Emotion is oh my god, please, like how, like please don't do that. Like no,
it's different ways to show emotion.
If I say okay,
yes, yes.
How is that? Like if I be like okay, like. What's
different ways to show emotion.
Yeah.
And always saying that people abuse power. So some women are very different from that 9-to-5 window for that 8-hour work shift. And then it's 5:01, they get on the train, they're a whole new person.
Listen, if I'm doing my job and I'm excelling at my job and I'm doing everything that I need to do, if you feel like you want to fire me, that's your loss. You get what I'm saying? It's okay. I'm not going to sit here and beg. You could call it pride. You could call it ego. It might be my pride. It might be my ego, all of that. But I'm not begging nobody for anything. I have a lot of experience. So it's like, it's not, this ain't the end or be all.
And also they need to build a case. Like, they actually have to build a case to fire you.
Exactly.
They have to build a case. So next question.
If you ain't popping that pussy, that is the case. You know what I mean? Sometimes people get fired for not fucking, nigga. You know how that
that's true.
You know how that shit go? Let's not act like Hollywood.
But this is what I'm saying.
Listen, Hollywood is built off of fucking to go up. You know what I mean? You know how this shit go, man. Motherfuckers, pussy been paying for position for years. You know what I mean? Right. But that's just
women
the rent.
They all the way to CEO.
My that's dude, true. You can't do it anymore, but you should have been born earlier, bitch. You know what I mean? Go ahead,
next question.
Yeah, let's get to the next question. We're going to get to the call-up question. The number is 516-900-2278. Oh, this is the call-up question. We need y'all to call in. We're going to talk about it as y'all call up. The question is it okay to go through your partner's phone if you suspect them of cheating? So call up, let us know what you think. All the crazy women, go ahead, get your little women's intuition bullshit. I got that going now. And call up and let us know, is it okay to go through your partner's phone? Me, I say fuck no. Other day, Tanya put up some shit when it's like something about deleting your text and your call
if
off.
You have to delete
first
the
of
text.
All, yeah, Tanya, you gotta delete your text.
All I said was, and don't take it at service levels. If you if you have to delete the text, you are cheating.
Now, me personally, I feel
operative words were have wait, to.
I know. Let's I threw you the assist. Throw it back this way now.
Okay. There you go. Take that.
To me personally, I feel like you should not go through your partner's phone. Because, like I said, everything in your phone and your partner's phone is their business. Unless you're paying that bill, that's not your phone. Something in that phone could read wrong. You know what I'm saying? It could be a regular conversation that could read wrong to the next person. I could be talking about fucking seasoning beef or some shit.
Before you keep going, I'm gonna say I agree.
Things could read wrong.
With 85% of what you
and
said.
And also, wait. Before, let me finish. Let me go. Before we go, because when you talk to your friends, right? And most of the time, guys talk in a hypothetical like world.
Yeah, pop shit.
We talk shit. So if a female go through my phone, right, and I'm like, yeah, I'll fuck her, blah, blah, blah. Don't mean I'm going to go out and try to fuck this girl. Like, we talk hypothetical all day. Yo,
we do
you
too.
Fuck this bitch in the wheelchair with the fat ass, no teeth? Yeah, I don't know. I'll do it. Yeah, that's what we do. So if you go through my phone, you read, you're like, oh, this nigga's nasty, creepy, da, da, da. Now you feel a kind of way about me. Stay out your partner's phone. I think in order to be a happy relationship, I don't care what you suspect, find another way. Don't go through somebody's phone.
Okay.
You got to call.
I'm going to say, okay, Leia, let's get to the phone. Brown Holy Water, who this?
Brown Holy Water, who is this?
Yeah, hello?
Hello, hey. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, who's
hi,
this?
Hi, we're here.
This is Abby.
Hi, Abby. What's up, baby?
Hi. Abby, what's up? Do you think it's okay to go through your partner's phone if you suspect them of cheating?
Nah, if I suspect my significant other of cheating or whatever, I'm not gonna go through the phone because if I don't trust you, going through the phone or whatever is not gonna help me or whatever. Trust is like having a cell phone with no service. All you gotta do is play games. So that means we're playing games in this whole relationship. Nah, I don't have to go through your phone.
Wait,
like all
did
of
you
that.
Hear
if
that
I don't
line?
Trust you, then we just gotta go.
You heard that punchline?
I'm not going through nobody's phone.
She said, Trust is like a relationship. No, a phone, with no service. All you doing is playing games.
That was fire. Oh, how I let that go over my head? That was
Abby jumping ball.
Damn, Abby. You trying to steal a show, girl? What the fuck?
That's a fact. So you don't need to go through your man's phone, right?
No, I don't.
Thank you, Abby, man. We appreciate you, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, man.
I'm going to kind of disagree with something because it's kind of weird,
would
right?
you go through Sushi's phone?
Not that I would go through her phone, but I think you just said that whatever is in that person's phone is their business. They have nothing to do with correct. You. You're bugging the fuck out.
That's not. It's my phone. It's your phone.
Sushi got a rent on her.
So what?
She got my last name. Everything to put on us. Nigga,
that's not true.
My birthday felt like it was both our birthday. I shared my birthday yesterday, bro. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Everything is us. We all a group. That's we not all true. One. Yes. Yes.
You know what?
I'm not checking her phone, but don't think I'm excluded from your phone. Like, this the one place that I can't be. You're bugging the fuck out. I could be wherever I want to be. When you're in a relationship, it's that. So I could be wherever I want to be.
Too possessive, bro.
Nah, you're bugging the fuck out, nah, motherfucker.
You too possessive, son.
Nigga, I'm fucking getting married. The fuck you talking
so
about?
So what? And you trust her? You trust
yes,
her
I trust her. But don't think I can't touch your phone.
That's not
what
I'm saying.
I realize.
I'm not going through it, but don't think I can.
My sister.
Don't think I can. Get the fuck out. Don't think I can. Somebody might text her, and she might be in the kitchen, and I might have to go through it to see who the fuck it is.
She might be like, hey, baby,
answer it. Right.
And she giving you permission.
Right.
And she's sleeping, and you going through her phone.
Nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's
saying. I'm not doing that. But don't think I can go through this shit.
No, I'm saying going through their phone without their permission. If they're like, yeah, baby, the phone's ringing, answer it. All right, that's cool. But if I'm sleeping and you going scrolling through my phone, putting my fingerprint on the phone, you're doing
no, but
too much.
If you're in a relationship and it's serious, everything is us, motherfucker. I'm dating everything. Your phone, your fucking doodles, when you drink water, everything with your little dumb ass. All right, phone call.
Phone call. Brown Holy Water, who's this?
I think they just banged on us.
Nah, they did.
Brown Holy Water, who's this?
Anonymous.
Anonymous, good.
Hi, Trevor. niggas know his voice.
Yo, nigga wanna be anonymous. That nigga talk, man.
I'm sorry, anonymous.
Yeah. Trevor. Would you go through your partner's phone? You suspect them of cheating?
And we think you have a wife, so.
Jesus.
First of all, it's not just a woman who does this.
Oh, the other one. This ain't Trevor.
Takes the phone, takes the email, and lets her know you need to give me your password to your email because I need to monitor this at all times.
What?
And the point is you should not have to go through a phone. There's a deeper issue. If you feel you need to go through a phone,
mm-hmm.
There's something deeper and you should just ask the person, not omit information and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back to the first topic, omitting information. There you go.
He watched the show.
But hold on, real quick. So you saying that you shouldn't do it or you should be able to?
No, you definitely should not. However, one Amen. Time a girl did it, and I thought it was really sexy because she was crazy. And
listen, Anonymous, crazy pussy sometimes the best pussy, but it's not good for your mental state for the rest
it's
of your
temporary
life.
Temporary pussy.
Right? Yeah, temporary pussy.
Wow.
Crazy.
Oh, that's good. Put it on the shirt.
All right, thanks for the call.
Yo, crazy pussy is temporary pussy. That's
a
fire.
That's a fact. Because you can't deal too much.
That's too much crazy throw you off.
But it's temporary because them bitches is really crazy.
You can't have chicken every day, bro.
You got sushi every day. Shut the fuck up.
Fish is healthier.
Tanya, how do you feel? Let's answer this question, Tanya. If you suspect your partner of cheating, that's talking in general. We ain't going to mention names. Is it okay to go through their phone?
It's never okay to go through your partner's phone without permission. Let me reverse that.
Let me reverse it.
If the intention is to search and find, you're seeking and finding your partner's phone to look for some shit, that shit's never okay. If you actually have a legitimate purpose for using your phone, because I know a lot of friends who are in relationships and are married, they both have their partner's passcodes and stuff mm-hmm. for business reasons, for whatever reason, just to have a certain amount of access, I'm okay with that. But if you feel
your partner is cheating and your communication is so bad, your trust is so bad, your honesty is so bad that you have to violate their privacy to get information, that's not a relationship for you.
That's a fact.
If you can't look at your partner and say, listen, hurt me with the truth, motherfucker. Like, I see this going on. Tell me what I'm dealing with. Let me know what I'm dealing with. You should not have to go and search. The truth is they could delete shit. They could delete shit. They can go from one device and delete shit from another device, and they could put stuff on the cloud. They could put stuff in Dropbox to shift stuff over. And you over there thinking you in the phone, if you don't see something, you're in the all clear. Like, no, you got a bigger issue. Facts. If you can't have an adult conversation, a person you're fucking raw, you should be scared. All I'm saying.
Bars. Yeah, everybody dropping bars today, bro.
And if you're fucking raw without a ring, you should be scared. Bars.
No, that's not working, sir.
That's not working.
That's not working, sir.
Danny.
I need a shot.
Wait, Danny. Sorry. Would you go through your partner's phone? You suspect them of cheating?
I have, but I'm not doing that anymore.
So that was a past trait?
It was a past situation. I won't say it's a trait. I'm not going through your phone all the time. But if I feel like you're lying to me and I'm suspecting stuff, or if it just shit just don't make sense, like, I have done it before. If you leave your phone open and it, like, you know what I mean? At that point, it was just like, I don't know, the way you acting, asking you questions, and you want to be stupid and leave your phone open, and then, you know, you seek and you find.
He's being stupid.
But I just feel like, what did you are being stupid.
How? If I'm leaving my phone, I trust you not to go.
No, you left your phone open because you fell asleep with your phone in your hand.
But wait, that means you to be sneaky and go through?
At that point, I was going through it. I went through it with the phone in his hand.
So real quick, right? Boom. Say you go through this phone real quick. Mm-hmm. You go through his phone, it's clean. Would you wake him and be like, babe, I love you. I went through your phone. There's nothing in there. You are the best man for me. Mm-mm. Why? Why you don't have that energy when you find the guy's phone and it's clean, nothing in it?
Like, why? Because at the end of the day, it's like, because it's a mental note. It's a mental note. Because let me tell you something. Let's be clear. I've looked through a phone and I've seen stuff and I kept it to myself until the right time.
I'm talking about the guy that you go through his phone because you suspected it. But now there's nothing in his phone. Matter of fact, you see things like this.
Good job.
Nah, I got a fucking woman. I love my woman. I ain't never going to fuck out of here. Like, the nigga that's shutting bitches down. God, why you don't bring that energy to him? Like, look,
you bring that energy. You don't have to do it.
Thank you. Clap it up for me. No, this is what don't go on.
You know what?
Because I think if you're going to go through it.
I want to share my birthday with you, bro. It's your birthday, too.
And my thing is this. How I feel now is this.
Would you do that now? If you go through a man's phone and you find nothing, would you come to him like, listen, I ain't going to lie. I did some sneaky shit with your phone, but I ain't find nothing. I love you. You are the man for me.
I wouldn't tell you that I looked through your phone, but I would definitely, because I'm omitting that information. But I would definitely tell you, like, I love you, you're the man for me.
You got
the energy
to stand up to all your bosses and say, fire me, I don't care.
I don't care.
You're not going to tell a nigga, fuck you, I went through your fucking phone. I'm proud of you. I ain't seen nothing, babe. I was about to be single Georgie. Now I'm going to tell everybody on brown holy water that I'm in a relationship. And you was drinking Yave for fucking free. And we ain't even know you was one of them little dumbasses with a smartphone. You got a fucking iPhone. You saying dumb shit.
And look through a guy's phone now. My thing is this: if I feel like you're being distrustful, and if your shit ain't adding
up, the same energy that you thought that he had when you found that it was nothing, you should come to him and tell, like, babe, you know what? Fact. I thought something, but now you're
and
good.
And I did have the same energy, because when I did find something, I didn't come to him and be like, yo, so I looked through your phone. Who's this? Who's
that?
No,
I
stored it.
Nah, that's crazy. You humbled yourself, but you didn't tell him the props.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's
what you want.
That's answer this
call. That's definitely
I'm a new woman.
Lie is right. Oh, that's definitely cool. Hang on.
I'm a new woman.
That's cool. Nah, because that's corny.
What's corny?
Nah, because women do that all the time. They accuse a nigga of something.
Yeah, go off.
But let me. I can't accuse a nigga of something. I'm not gonna make an ass out of myself by accusing. If I ask you a question, if something don't add up, and I see something, and I ask you a question, and I find out that you're lying, this is the past experience. In my past, there were situations with that where it wasn't right. I don't think that is right, but I'm talking about now. I said right, I wouldn't go through somebody. Stop cutting me off.
Stop cutting me off because I'm not finished.
I got a point, though. Get that man his props. Get that man his props.
Yes, because
I hear him. I think that's a... He's making a valid...
Call up.
Wow.
You hold up,
you grown, grown, sis.
I know. I'm grown.
Brad Hollywood, who's on the air with us? What's up?
Who's on the air? You know who this is.
Yeah. Words from the Reverend. Yo, what's up? Pastor, let's tell us.
We got a joint bank account. We got a joint mortgage. Both our names on the lease. That's my cell phone, too.
Facts! Facts!
Pass it with the bombs.
Bring it home, homie. Bring it home.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute, right?
What?
Why are you going through Deaconess phone? Like, you love her, you trust her. Why would you go through her phone? Why you just then pray about it and then just let whatever comes to light come to life? Why are you doing your investigation? Jesus didn't want you to do that.
No. First of all, if we making this personal, I ain't got to do none of that because Tanya don't lie to me. Let's be clear about that. Second of all, if I'm feeling suck boy, I'm gonna come and ask you that question.
There we go. Grown up shit.
Exactly.
Are you yes or no? No? Okay. I'm not going through your phone. But let's be clear. That's my phone.
How that's your phone? You don't pay that bill.
That's a fact.
That's his phone.
That's not your phone.
That's a fact. That's your phone.
Listen, you don't pay that bill. That's not your phone.
You know what it is? You know.
Don't say lie nothing.
Only married dudes understand what's going on right now.
Nah. You're not married yet.
You're not married.
He's practicing. He's practicing.
Let me tell you
something. If I'm paying half the bills, I'm with Black Success all day. Me and No Man, so we good.
Facts.
But if I'm paying half that bill, that's my phone.
That's a fact.
So she can answer your phone? This is what you're saying? Can she answer your phone?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yep. Why not?
You a team.
Why not?
You a team. My struggles are her struggles. My problems are her problems.
Why you having somebody call the phone that she can't talk to?
Whatever, Pastor. Give a fuck about
my joy is her joy, homie.
But why you got somebody calling that she can't answer?
But my thing about it is, yeah, that's your phone and everything, but why is your phone such a secret?
It's not a secret. I'm just saying that.
It sounds like a secret. It sounds like a separate party.
You don't pay the bill. You don't do this. Why is this such a secret? You shouldn't have anything to hide in your phone.
It shouldn't have anything to hide, but certain things are private.
Why is your phone
private? No, she shouldn't go through your little group chat. She shouldn't go through
what
you talk to with your friends.
I agree.
She shouldn't go through the texts with your friends.
You can get judged off. Like I said, men talking hypothetical. Women talk shit, men talk shit. If I go through your group chat, you could be saying how you ready to suck Boris Kojo. I don't want to see that. Would you be mad if I break up with you because you telling your friends that Boris Kojo's so sick and I wish I would catch up
with
her?
But what if she don't break up with you?
But listen, this is what I'm saying. What if I feel like, yo, this bitch is a hoe because if she catch T.I. on the island, she ready to suck this nigga.
All right, but let me come at you different. Some dudes treat their cell phone like social media, and they be real flirtatious and sending pictures and receiving pictures. If any of those activities is going on in your phone and you're in a relationship, motherfucker, you wrong.
You
homie.
Wrong.
You wrong as a person, but nobody has the opportunity to go through your phone.
No.
What I'm saying, no one should go through your phone. If you think funny shit is happening like that, fucking pictures.
You're both wrong at the end of the day. You gotta conduct yourself properly.
Correct. You shouldn't be afraid of a phone search.
She shouldn't even feel like she needs to go. If you're doing that, you might as well break up with
and
me.
That's true.
If I was like, all right, cool, go to this phone search. And you go through my phone, you don't find nothing. I don't want to be with you no more because you already don't trust me. You're ripped.
Facts.
So why even be with me?
Facts.
That's a fact. No, because it's real. Because you just said you wouldn't do no shit like that. That's the type of time I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no problem, babe. Go to the phone. Now you go through my phone, you don't find nothing. Be ready to lose me because you already don't trust me.
Wow.
So get the fuck out of my face.
I love it.
But you're dumbass.
It's real.
So dumbass. So if you ready to go through my phone, be ready to lose me.
Yeah.
All this.
Yeah, flex.
Pick up the phone.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
My name is
My name is Mustafa. I want to answer the question.
Mustafa, what's up?
You from Wakanda?
If somebody had a flute and you... Now, Mustafa, would you go through your wife's phone? You suspect her of cheating?
No, a true African man will never go through his wife's phone.
Because you have six, never, seven ever. Wives, right?
Yes, like, we have... You see, our wives already understand what is going on. So she doesn't even need to go through the phone at all.
So, know, you said you don't
this,
go
this
through?
Can I get signal in Africa? This is somebody from the group.
Yes, so you say, a true African... What are you saying?
Wait.
What's up? This is Olu, man.
Mbatu, leader of the Wakumu. Yo, if you're good, would you go through your girl phone?
Nah, I'd never do something like that, man. If I trust my girl, I never go through her phone. It all makes no sense.
Now, how would you feel if she went through your phone? Do you feel like how I feel? Is she?
Yeah, of course. I'm with you, lot. She should never go through my phone. For what? If she trusts me, she don't need to go through my phone. She's breaking the trust once she goes through my phone.
Amen, man.
Lady,
if I don't got nothing to hide, I'll just give her my phone. Be like, yo, go ahead. You understand what I mean? So, mm-hmm.
But she got to be willing to lose you.
She does not need to go through my phone. But she understands that if she goes through Africa on my phone, she's going to get the backhand.
She's going to get the Mutombo.
You gotta get the
money. Yeah, we need a commercial.
All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, good
looking. Peace out, y'all.
Yeah. All right, boss.
Yo, I just want to know, before that phone call, I dropped a real juice.
Yo, my dude.
Man, y'all gotta live. Y'all gotta live by that. No. Because if you're really living right, and your woman don't trust you and you give her the phone, tell her, look, before you go through this phone, you just be willing to lose me.
But my thing
is, so if she go through your phone and she'll find shit, let her live with the fact that she didn't trust a good nigga and that you're gone. You gotta hold them chicks to the same standard they try to hold you to. You know what I'm saying? Because these women always think a nigga out here doing something. And that's sad.
This your week, son. This your week. You doing yes.
Because I don't normally drop today. Balls. You know what I'm saying? I be quiet. I let y'all go. But I want to drop a ball today because it's sad. Because a lot of people be having these fucking misconceptions about people.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah, that don't be true. So any women out here, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to check your man's phone and he allows you to, be willing to lose him because he's losing a lot of trust for you at the end of the day because he feel like you're out there doing something. If you gotta check my
why
shit.
Why do y'all feel that way?
Because if you don't trust me, I don't trust you.
He be cutting my fucking. He be cutting me off.
Hate on him.
This is real. If you don't trust me, I don't trust you. So if I give it to you, like, yeah, babe, yeah, do what you want, right? And you go through, shit, whatever. Ain't nothing here. I throw it. I'm like, cool, man. Let me call your Uber so you go home. Get the fuck out of my life. Because I don't need that type of time, man. I'm all about positivity and shit. So if you bringing that type of energy into my life, this searching phones, smelling drawers, checking DMs.
You see, now look, if she doing that for no reason.
Yeah, for no reason.
Just because she's insecurity.
Because she watching Love Island. You
shouldn't have a relationship at all. You shouldn't have a relationship at all.
Take that shit
exactly.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have a relationship. No, but you shouldn't be in a relationship.
What Abby say? You just playing games, man.
Lie, this is it. This is one little joint. Some people are still in a relationship with their ex, even
facts.
In their new relationship.
Facts.
You said that
before. Understand? Facts. Yeah, I had to bring it back.
Regurgitated.
It was so
facts.
Good.
I had to bring it back.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So some people are still dating their ex. They're still complaining about things that someone else did.
This is true.
They still got open wounds for what someone else did. Boris, we ain't taking no more calls.
No. That's it.
Nah, we ain't taking no more calls.
It, man.
That's it. Brown holy water fire. You should have called earlier. That's it. You ain't drink no Yave. You ain't come to the party. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't nobody. I'm mad important in real life.
Yo.
Lock that.
Like I said, this was a dope show. Like I said, let's end it up. Let's wrap it up. Show our shout outs. Everybody, be respectful to the person that's throwing shout outs. You know, I watch the show. I don't like what's going on.
Y'all must cut me off all the time.
Shut the fuck up.
All
I'm
the fucking
you,
time.
Turn up.
But you got to be quick.
And be wise. It's Jalapeno Hot Seat next week. Be
Jalapeno
wise.
Hot Seat.
Be wise.
Facts.
Tanya's in there.
You know
get
I
your questions
play.
For her.
You know I don't play.
She's going to reveal all
don't
the whole
story. Don't play with me. With DJ Khaled. Told him, Don't play with me.
Rub your
head. Jalapeno hot seat for
DJ Khaled told
Tanya.
A grown man, don't play with me.
Real quick, everybody throw your shout outs and get your questions ready for next week. She will be in the hot seat. And after Tanya, Hefe is in the hot seat. Bars. Everybody's waiting for Hefe. I don't tell the truth ever.
Don't play with me.
But go ahead, real quick.
Play.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
Shh. I love
Danny.
It.
Danny. I was like, Danny. Oh, shit. Tanya, give you a shout. Let's go.
Big shout out to everybody who has been supporting.
That's the end of the show, yeah, everybody.
That was so good. Yo, you the man today, yo. La, 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 la.
No, no, no. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Look at that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She'll get mad. She'll get mad. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a joke. This is a joke. Crazy shit. It's a crazy joke. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. And I'm gonna be laughing in the background of my fucking shout out.
Go ahead.
You said how to fuck that word.
Go ahead.
No, no,
you
sorry.
Got
go.
Undivided attention. Go ahead,
quick,
girl.
Quick, go ahead.
Shout out to Bob Yaltane. Shout out to Level Up Wash. My boyfriend doing this thing. I'll drop the number in the comments and all that good stuff. Thank you, everybody. Watch the show. Shout out to the team. Holla up in your son next week with me. Next.
Keep your energy up,
my energy,
Tanya.
My energy is all the way up.
That's right. Smile.
I love auntie.
It is
I love
smile, auntie.
Turn
auntie.
Up.
Hey, auntie.
Let's smile. Smile, nigga.
Let's
it's
turn
right.
up. Go like this with the wig.
It's not a wig.
It's not a wig.
That's not a wig?
No.
What the fuck?
I actually really like that.
You can't wear no others. You can't sell wigs and then wear weave. That don't make no sense. You gotta wear wigs
on. First of all, it adds to my sales because now I'm encouraging people to take care of their natural hair and use wigs as a protective styling. It's adding the natural community to buying a wig. It's actually really good marketing. 703. Sit down.
Bro, like this. Push up like that. Yeah.
And you let lie, G you. You let lie, G you.
Wakanda forever.
Go ahead, Danny.
Go ahead, Danny.
Well, shout out to everybody who has been watching. Shout out to Black. Shout out to La. Shout out to Tanya. I can't wait to La's hot seat.
What you got for me, baby? What you gonna give me?
I can't wait to your
hot
seat. I can't
wait. I hope you get some shit off your chest.
I gotta get a lot off my chest.
Wow.
I
seen your chest. Ain't much to get.
No, listen. You are the fucking man today, son. You are
the
top
of the world.
I thought I was killing it, but yo, you're doing good.
You're doing good
today.
All right, come on,
you're doing good. I was tired of being a man. Hey, we she a little, I like crab legs with a little Obey on the crab legs.
Obey on the lip.
Crab legs. Nothing.
Y'all don't follow me on Instagram.
We don't care about your Instagram. You don't order crab legs.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. Like, share,
like
comment. Do you like hair? I don't think
we
you
both
do.
Don't like it, motherfucker. Yo. Go ahead, lie.
I got a hairline. How about you, boo boo?
Hey,
thank you.
You're single. Go ahead, lie.
Finish?
Allegedly.
You're single.
Allegedly.
Finish?
You're a dumbass. He don't want you. He don't want you.
Are
your
you
ex,
finished?
Your ex had his ex boo in your house
come
with your dumbass.
Wow.
I never got cheated
black,
on.
Black. Let's go. You finished? You finished?
I'm finished.
Handsome 15 Instagram, Live Brown, Facebook. Real quick, shout out to Yave Tequila. You know what I'm saying? They was in the building heavy at Lush. You know what I'm saying? They broke about the whole Harlem out.
Big money, big
money. You know
money.
What I'm saying? Bought every bottle in the world.
Big
Yave
money.
Yave Tequila. Again, shout out to Black Success.
My brother.
Shout out to my other brother, Gregory Alexander, his birthday.
Yes.
Shout out to Corey Simmons, his birthday.
Yes.
I fuck with a whole bunch of Pisces. This shit's
yes.
scary. I'm not even into astrology.
Yes.
Them niggas flock to me because they already know La is the man. But,
Yeah, happy birthday to Greg.
The facts are the facts.
Then tell Greg
facts,
happy birthday.
The facts are the facts.
Shout out to Tremaine, too, man. I see you, Tremaine Harvey. He always shares and show love. That's my boy. That's my little bro right there. It's his birthday today.
That's what's up.
And, like I said, brownhollywoodpodcast.com. Get your shirts and hoodies. We got new shirts about to appear.
New
we
shirts.
We got a lot of
new
quotes that done dropped. We're going to put them out there for y'all to get.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'll see y'all next week, Jalapeno Sunday. Get y'all questions ready for Tanya. She's ready to answer anything. She's going to reveal all her whole stories, and she's going to tell you what's near in the future for her whole life.
What?
And Black, get this. That's what
I'm
Black
gonna wrap
calls
this up. I'm going to wrap this up real quick. Shout out to everybody that came out and did their thing and came to the party and enjoyed their selves. I greatly appreciate y'all. And for those of you that didn't come, I'm going to tell you something. You're an idiot.
Stupid.
You're
ass.
Stupid. You're going to always be broke because the people that had the money was at the party and you was home broke trying to figure out life, trying to put $2 together. And listen, if you don't know how to make Rasta pasta, it's three ingredients. You're a basic bitch. You got to grow up. Stay woke. Rasta pasta, y'all be going crazy for that shit. It's $15. And you could go get Yave at Footprints right now. Stop making the bootleg Rasta pasta. Go for the real thing. Yave is at Footprints right now. You could go there and get that. I go by the name of Black Success. I'm getting a lot of money. They call me Big Bag Zaddy. Big what? Bag Zaddy.
So I'll let your boy. Oh,
Boris, you gonna play out your BDC.
Nigga,
oh,
and you gonna shout it out.
BDC, BDC, Big Bag Zaddy in the house. It's my name, it's my Big Bag Zaddy.
And y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. So we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it.